Today's 31 Days of Halloween is brought to you by the Will Wonder Pod Live at a bar named Sue, October 17th at 6 p.m. I will be interviewing the folks from Inglewood Films about their upcoming movie, Algea, God of Pain, which is releasing October 26th. We will have tons of giveaways, so make sure you come out, hear all about this film that is a Utah homegrown horror film. Once again, a bar named Sue, 8136 South State Street in Midvale, Utah, starts at 6 p.m. October 17th. No cover, but you do have to be 21 years and up. And again, we have a lot of fun giveaways. So come out. Now, let's get to 31 Days of Halloween.
During the spookiest time of the year, there are a few guidelines all ghosts and goblins should follow. Always stay on sidewalks. Never go to a stranger's house. And never go out alone.
Hey, Dylan. Ever play Skin the Cat? Day 16 of 31 Days of Halloween. Wes Craven's A New Nightmare.
Marcus, common Mark.
I'm doing a film about my nightmares as I'm dreaming them. In order for the movie to continue, it was dependent on me having more nightmares. Well, fortunately, I did.
I'm a little frightened by what Wes may have tapped into. I frankly felt that it was over when we did the final nightmare.
In a town where movies go over schedule and directors go over budget, something far more evil is out of control.
Suffered its own terror today as two of Hollywood's best-known special effects technicians were found dead.
Part of the theme of the movie is becoming like part of the making of the movie.
Can you come with me in my dreams?
I think that only happens in the movies.
What happens when the story dies, the evil is set free. Now that the films have ended, the genie's out of the bottle. That's what the nightmares are telling me, and that's what I'm writing.
This is still a script we're talking about, right, Wes?
You've decided to cross over out of films into art reality.
The only way to stop him is to make another movie.
Oh, my God.
The bad man's getting awful close.
You're gonna have to make a choice.
Choice.
Whether or not you're willing to play Nancy one last time.
Mommy!
Cut the effect!
Isn't there somebody who can stop him?
That person's you.
Why me?
It was you that gave Nancy her strength.
Nancy.
Where's my son?
Written and directed by Wes Craven and starring Robert Englund and Heather Langenkamp, A New Nightmare was released October 14th, 1994. It had a budget of $8 million and made $19.8 million at the box office. Here's a synopsis. Reality and fantasy meet in unsettling ways in this installment of the long-running horror series, which finds director Wes Craven and actors Heather Langenkamp and Robert Englund all portraying themselves. As Heather considers making another film with Craven, her son Dylan falls under the spell of the iconic disfigured villain Freddy Krueger. Eventually, Langenkamp must confront Freddy's demonic spirit to save the soul of her son. Interestingly enough, Wes Craven had the idea for this movie back in 1986 when he was writing Nightmare on Elm Street Part 3, but the production company didn't like the idea, so they decided to do Dream Warriors instead, which, side note, is a solid Nightmare on Elm Street. thinking about this movie coming out in 1987 would be way too early for it, ahead of its time. But I think even in 1994, this movie was ahead of its time. And that could be the reason for some of the lackluster box office earnings, or it could have had something to do with how bad the prior four Nightmare on Elm Streets were. All of the actors in this film do a great job. Miko Hughes, the actor who plays the son Dylan, is great. He's actually also in the original Pet Sematary, so he has two very solid horror franchises on his resume. Once we get Freddy, which is over an hour into the movie, slow burn, I guess. But once we do get Freddy, this Nightmare on Elm Street gets back to being scary. More like the original in that sense, there aren't many one-liners like the previous Nightmare on Elm Streets. Once the real Freddy Krueger starts terrorizing our characters, it's straight horror. Another thing I really liked about A New Nightmare is there are a number of nods to the original film in the way that Freddy Krueger kills a number of his victims in this installment. If you've seen the original movie and you watch this, it'll be a lot of familiar killings. All in all, I did enjoy rewatching this movie. I wouldn't say by any means it's the best Nightmare on Elm Street. If you've never seen the original Nightmare on Elm Street, I'd suggest watching that first. But if you've seen that maybe a number of times, or if you're just looking for something interesting and honestly a horror film with a premise that I don't know if I've ever seen before or after this movie, check out Wes Craven's A New Nightmare on Max, or you can rent it on damn near any other streaming platform. We will see you tomorrow for day 17 of 31 Days of Halloween.